This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
John Whitehead joins me. He is the founder of the Rutherford Institute, online at rutherford.org, and the author of a recent, what is called a blistering letter to Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli. And John, this is in regards to what, a recent ruling that he made?
It's one of his opinions where he basically said that teachers can, based upon no corroborating evidence, if a student comes up and says they've been cyberbullied, they can go through the cell phones, laptop information of students in public schools. It's a poorly drafted opinion. His is a couple pages. I sent him five pages, single space, pointing out where he deviated from the law. Students do have Fourth Amendment rights. We want to have safe schools, but thing about cyberbullying, it's not defined anywhere. It's not defined in Albemarle, Virginia law, or we went to the website of Albemarle County Schools. It's not defined there. So it can basically mean anything. So in our letter, we set forth some ways to ameliorate the problem without going through reading somebody's intimate messages about their sexuality, their conversations with their parents to find some kind of offending message.
Yeah. So basically his ruling, which was November 24th, an advisory opinion, I guess, from Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli, was that principals and school officials had the right to just walk up to a student and seize their phone or electronic portable device and take it back to their office and look through it.
Exactly. And what we're saying is if someone comes up and says, hey, someone sent me an intimidating message, all you have to do, the accuser, you look on their cell phone and you can see the message or check it against the phone number to see. You really don't need to go through people's laptops. I think that today, as you know, most people's intimate information are on laptops and cell phones. We don't want state officials to be going through that kind of information without some kind of really strong, reasonable suspicion they're involved in some kind of illegal activity or breaking school rules, clearly. And I mean, you're teaching a bad political science lesson. It's just when I read what Cuccinelli had to say, I know he didn't draft it. That was done by some junior lawyer.
Yeah. We're talking with John Whitehead of the Rutherford Institute. This news breaking today, the Rutherford Institute's letter to Attorney General Ken Cuccinelli regarding the search and seizure of student cell phones in schools here in Virginia. John, I thought the whole point of the Fourth Amendment that the Founding Fathers gave us in the Constitution, James Madison's Bill of Rights, the Fourth Amendment, I thought the whole point was your personal effects, including your body, cannot be searched unless somebody goes to a judge, convinces them that you are suspected of a crime, and they get a search warrant. But it just seems to be over time we've built up so many exceptions over the last couple hundred years that now any government authority can just walk up and do whatever they want.
Yeah, you know, you used to be able to, as a citizen, have maintain some kind of privacy. You might write a letter. You could hide it under the floor. But what people, they don't do that today. Everything they have is on laptops or cell phones. So, I mean, the government, if you have the government, the ability to do that, I mean, it's terrible. But the other thing I point out is we don't want to teach young children in our schools that state officials can do that. It's a bad political science lesson. What you're doing, you're raising up a generation of citizens who say, well, sure, the government has a right to know everything about me. That way you're in that Orwellian Big Brother kind of scheme that people are talking about more and more these days.
Yeah. So before we let you go, what's the latest, speaking of unreasonable searches and seizures, what's the latest with the TSA pat-downs at the airport?
We sued the Department of Homeland Security and the TSA a couple weeks ago. We sued them on a Tuesday. On a Friday, they dropped their issue. We sued on behalf of two pilots. In response to our lawsuit, they said pilots not only have to do an ID system, which is good, and our pilots are basically satisfied with that. Either tomorrow or Monday, we're suing on behalf of a number of just general passengers. I mean, a lady with a mastectomy, they actually went under her blouse and touched her. I mean, we got all kinds of egregious situations. I think it's time for this to stop, and we need to be, you know, a little more reasonable in how we touch American citizens.
Good stuff. John, we'll get you live in studio here very soon with a complete update about that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit seavillepodcast.com for more.